But I want to say two things as fast as I can, because I think they're very important, and I don't want to blow through them. And they're in the book of Mark today. The first one is this, and it goes to our theme of the year, release and complete. Jesus is going through the towns and gaining popularity, and he's healing everybody, right? And so he's getting mobbed. Jesus goes out to pray in a lonely place outside of the town, and there's great need. So Peter and the other companions, they go find Jesus praying, and they say, "Jesus, dude, everybody's looking for you." Jesus' response in this instant isn't to get up and go back into the town and start in again. Jesus' response is, "Let's get out of here. I've got to go to a lot of towns. There is much to do." And I think what that says to us is that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Jesus went out to pray, and he got his marching orders from his Father. And when the disciples found him and tried to coax him back into more work in the village that they were currently in, Jesus already knew what he was supposed to do. And so they moved on, even though there was further need in the village. So it is important for us to go away to the lonely place, to go away to a solitary place continually. And we see through the Gospels, Jesus did this all the time. This was his way of life. He would escape, get away to be alone with his Father. And then you'd see immediately after that, he would proceed with absolute purpose. We must be this way. We must make that a part of the fabric of our lives, that we get away alone, spend time in prayer with God, get the clarity, and then proceed with passion and purpose, no matter what, and be willing to release things that we shouldn't be doing, even if they're noble, and complete other things that God has for us to do. The other thing is, I've been reading in the forums, a lot of people are saying, "Look, I have this habitual sin, whether it's something that has been opened up and just kind of exposed to the community and said, hey, this is specifically what I'm struggling with. Or whether it's an unspoken thing, but it's just, hey, I cannot get past this. No matter how much I try to discipline and beat myself into submission, it only lasts for a while before I find myself in the same place again." And the request on the forums is, "Hey, anybody got any tips for how I can kick this thing?" I think that's awesome. That's true community. That's the beauty of confession and the beauty of community surrounding one another and encouraging one another. That's awesome. And I think the advice is valid and good. But I do think that at the end of the day, it boils down to this. Mark 1:40. A man suffering from a dreaded skin disease came to Jesus, knelt down, and begged him for help. "If you want to," he said, "you can make me clean." Jesus was filled with pity and reached out and touched him. "I do want to," he answered. "Be clean."